let's run through it quickly. We won't go through them in depth. The Gemara says, okay, Hare Kedusha. Okay, what about Kiddush, which they're calling Kedusha? Right, is you always say Hagafen and then Kiddush. So why do you say Baruch? He said, yes, but if you do Paris Mapa Makadish, right? What's Paris Mapa? That you were in the middle of a meal on Friday, right? Then what do? You don't have to have new grape juice. You just cover the bread and you say Kiddush, right? Like people do this on Purim Mishulash, which means that there are times when Hagafen is not linked to the actual Kiddush. The Gemara says, Vahare Sofa. So why do I need to start and end with Baruch? Right? Amarei Mana Tovis Brachot Kachu. He said, that's the Nusach of the Bracha. Stop complaining. Right? Because Amar Rabbi Yudan, Matbea Katsur, Potech, Min Baruch, Veinu, Kodim, Baruch, Matbea Aruch, Potech, Baruch, Kodim, Baruch. There are short brachot that start with brachot and don't end with brachot, and then there are long brachot that start and end with brachot, and this is one of them. Okay? Right? And we said either bracha, rucha, right? Either long or short, or rather multi-themed. Right? That's a difference in Rishonim. But the point is that, yes, this bracha has a lot of themes, it's long, and therefore, yeah, that's how they set up Kiddush, deal with it. So now the Gemara says, Kol ha-brachot achar chitumen ve'in omren bracha pasuk. When at the end of a bracha, you are not supposed to say a pasuk, because then the bracha is going on the pasuk and not on the theme of the bracha itself. The Gemara says, "Hatav Yitzchak Berlazer Kumei Rabbi Yosef Mechaven De Tamar Ach Architu Meyan Yomar Bracha La Pasuk." He says, "I don't understand. What's the problem? The main part of the bracha is the Chatima, and therefore, why does it take away when you say a bracha? I don't understand. How does this change it, right? Meaning the only thing that really matters is the chatima. So say a bracha, and then what matters is the chatima. So Amrin, Chakim Adin Tlaya, he said, is this guy smart? Husavar Malach Ar Chatumeya, and he said, he didn't understand the braita. He thought, what does it mean after Chatumeya? Shemai Omid B'Shachrit. He thought what that meant is, that if you were saying Shachrit, V'Shachach V'Hizkir, Etchel Arvid, and you accidentally said, right, talking about Kriyat Shema, you said the night one, V'Chazar V'Chatam B'Shal Shachrit. Right? So you started Mariv Aravim and then you end Yotzer HaMa'orot, Yatza. He thinks you're Yotzei. And according to that, the only thing that matters is the Chatima, and therefore it doesn't matter if you say Brachot before, that doesn't diminish, because you see that you're changing back and forth from one theme, and you're Yotzei, as long as you say the last Bracha right. But that's wrong. That's not what the Braita means. Amar Rabbi Acha, kol ha-brachot ke'en chotmoteyen. The point is that every bracha has to end ke'en the chatima, right? Like on theme, and therefore the last thing you're supposed to say for a bracha is a praise of God that connects to the theme and not just some pasuk. So the Ilan Amrin, and the Gemara says, "Sali Varoni Yoshevet Zion Ein Bo Mishum Bracha Pasuk." But he says, if you were to say, let's say, "Sali Varoni Yoshevet Zion," before the Chatima of the Bracha, that would be fine. Why? Because as long as you say a pasuk that's on theme and you say things, something like kakatu, it's fine. So what the Gemara is telling you is, it's not that we have a problem with a pasuk. You just need to make it clear that why are you quoting the pasuk? To capture the theme. So if you say a bracha that's on theme, it's fine. And do we do that in our bracha? Obviously. So like in the second bracha of benching, the whole second paragraph is kakatu v'achalta v'zavato v'erachta. Right? And in Nusach Svar, the first bracha ends, Ka'amur Potech Yadecha, right? So the point is, you can say a bracha as long as it's clearly being said to keep you on theme. Okay, next bit, Mishnah, which you know very well, Maskirin Yitzhiyat Mitzrayim Balelot. You say Yitzhiyat Mitzrayim at night. Amar Lehen Re'elazim Nazariah, Harei Ani Kiven Shivim Shana, I was like 70 years old. V'lo zachiti shidamar yitziat Mitzrayim b'alaylot. And I know you know this. However, you're going to be shocked because Yerushalmi understands this statement very different. We'll get to it in just a minute. I was never able to say yitziat Mitzrayim at night. Atzadarsha ben Zoma until ben Zoma came with the drasha. Shenamar lamantiz kor yom tzid chamer yitzrayim kol yemei chayecha. And the question was, how do you read, right? You know this in the Seder, right? Yes. Yemei chayecha hayamim kol yemei chayecha leilot. Ben Zoma said, that means you say Yitzim Mitzrayim at the day and at night. The Chachamim said no. Yemei chayecha olam hazeh. You talk about Mitzrayim in this world and kol yemei chayecha olam haba. Lavi et yemot amashiach. And I just to shock you. So in the Bavli, why does he say, hare ani kiven shivim shana? Because he's 18 years old when he takes over, and he's really young, and he's like, no one's going to take me seriously. So he wakes up in the morning, and he looks like Gandalf, right? Fine, he has nice, long white beard, long white hair, right? Yerushalmi does not think that at all. The Yerushalmi thinks that he's like 68 years old or 69 years old, and Hare Ani Kiven Shivim Shana means I'm almost 70, like literally almost 70. How do I know that that's what the Yerushalmi means, is all the Mepharshim point out? Because the next line is, normally, people who go into positions of leadership die young. And Reb Elazar ben Azariah, even though he was a leader, lived a long life. Now, if he's 18 years old, that is not a proof. And therefore, the Charedim says, yeah, he's 68, he's 69, right? That's what the Yerushalmi is telling you. He's like, I'm basically 70. Like, actually, basically 70, right? And Hadamran, that tells you that in general, Shagdula Mikateret Yamim, that normally when you go into leadership positions, you die young. Taman Amrin. And now once we're talking about the third verse of Shema, we say in Bavel, they say, Lo Yatchil Vayomer. They quote a tradition that in Bavel, which we find also in the Gemara, that they would not say the whole parak of Vayomer. Vim Hidchil Gomer. But if you did start it, you have to say the whole thing. Rabbanan Dahacha. But the minhag in Eretz Yisrael was matchil veino gomer, was to start vayomer and not read the whole thing, but to skip the psukim about tzitzis. Now, of course, at the end of the day, the minhag we settled on is neither the tradition they quote from the Bavli, which is to not say it at all, nor the position of the Yerushalmi, which is to skip, but is that we say the whole thing. And the Gemara says, why? Because Mazida Pliga Rabbanan Dahata Maskirin Yisim Mitzrayim B'Alaylot. Why is it that we don't follow it? So the Gemara says, because our Mishnah tells you that you say the third paragraph, right? In Bavel, they didn't say it at all, except our Minag. That Minag is following the Chachamim, but we follow Ben Zoma, that you do say Vayomer, because we think you should mention Yitziat Mitzrayim. So the Gemara says, well, how do they deal with the Mishnah? So Reba, Rav Yehuda B'Shem Rav, they didn't think they were arguing on the Mishnah, right? Because they would just say a different thanks. They would talk about Mitzrayim, just not through Vayomer. They would say a special modim, a special tefillah about going out of Mitzrayim. So now, two more lines. Matnida pliga rabbanan dahacha. But the Gemara says, wait a second, doesn't the Mishnah go against the Chachma Eretz Yisrael as well? Because they say Vayomer, and yet the Mishnah says that, right, the Mishnah later on in the second parak says, why do we say Shema, then Vahaya, then Vayomer? Because Vayomer isn't noheg during the night. And yet in Eretz Yisrael they said Vayomer at night. Vayomer eno noheg ala Vayom. So the Gemara says, no, kol parashat Vayomer eno noheg ala Vayom. All it means is not that everything in Vayomer applies during the day, but some of it does. So what is your problem? You're allowed to say Vayomer during the day, and I'll just read you one more Chiluf Girsod here. Now others say that the Gemara is saying something totally different, and is saying as follows: Mazida pligal Rabban Dahacha Vayomer Nog Vayom. Right, meaning it makes it sound like Vayomer isn't knowing at all during the night. Right, and then they answer by saying, no, it just means that it's not fully relevant at night, but it partially is, and that's why we say it.